You're listening to the Inner Child Podcast.
Hello, bestie. Oh my gosh, I have missed you so much, and I know it's been so long since I've had a new episode. And it's because a few weeks ago, I posted on my socials and to my mailing list that we are currently in development for season two of the Inner Child Podcast, which I'm so excited about. And, you know, it's been dragging on because, honestly, it just takes me so long to organize and word my ideas. I mean, I am a high achiever. And some of these topics are so deep, I feel like I'm taking an artistic risk over here. I just want to do them justice and not pump out episodes worrying about, oh no, my audience is going to forget about me. But, you know, this is my art and my passion. And I feel very called to just slow down, take the time and listen to myself. And I actually showed a couple of the episodes to some clients of mine and a couple of close friends, basically being like, what do you think? Is this too much for my audience? Do you feel like they're ready to hear this? And so far, the feedback has been overwhelmingly positive. Like, heck yes, Gloria, you need to put this out now. So hang on tight. Hopefully we're going to be ready soon. And I hope you've been doing well in the meantime. How are you? Like, how have things been in your life as we're transitioning into the spring? I hope you've been well. But in the meantime, if it keeps taking longer, I will drop some nugget episodes like today's to keep you in the loop. And the reason I'm releasing this episode today is because my TED Talk is finally live on YouTube as of yesterday, and you will get to hear the talk in this episode. We even got a standing ovation at the end of this talk, and I hope you'll find it inspiring, if not a perfect refresher on the core wounds. Now, there's a bit of a backstory to this. It took quite a while to get this video approved. I don't know if you know this, but through my whole career, I've had to face critics saying that the inner child isn't real, that this is all just mumbo-jumbo pseudoscience, which, you know, it's very invalidating for those of us who have experienced firsthand just how powerful this work is. So I had to send in credentials, peer-reviewed research, etc. And we won because it's now on YouTube. And in our victory, I've decided to dedicate this TEDx talk to you, my beautiful audience, for supporting me and inspiring me every single day. Now, at the time of me recording this, the TED Talk only has like a couple of hundred views at the moment. So if you'd like to watch the whole thing, please help us boost and tickle that YouTube algorithm. You can search for Inner Child Healing Gloria Zhang TED Talk or click the link in the show notes. And if you would like to, you can give it a like, drop a comment, and share it with someone. And hopefully that will help us spread the word and spread the message of inner child work and help more people heal in the world, because a healed world is going to be a better place for you and me. So without further ado, here is a clip of the talk right after this intro. Hi, I'm Gloria Zhang, and after 10 years of struggling in toxic relationships, I attracted the love of my life by healing my inner child. This podcast is your weekly dose of my expertise as a therapist and dating relationship coach for high achievers. Learn tips to overcome low self-worth, emotional baggage, and childhood trauma so that you too can step into your power and attract the love you desire. Welcome to the Inner Child Podcast. Were you happy as a child? Why don't we let that question sink in for a moment? For some of you, this question may inspire memories of nostalgia, and for others, maybe a darker time of your lives. And the rest of you are probably thinking, is this therapy? No! But bear with me for a sec. Because did you know that all of us have an inner child right here? But some of us, as we got older,
We lost touch with that younger part of ourselves that's still in here somewhere. I didn't know that I had a wounded inner child until I grew up and I started to see these strangely familiar ups and downs in my relationships. And I started to realize that the answers to my current struggles in relationships were intricately woven into the tapestry of my childhood experiences. Today, I'm here to share more than just my personal journey. I want to shed light on a fundamental truth that affects all of us, that our relationships with the people who raised us have a profound impact on our adult life, on our relationships, and how we perceive love and connection. And with it, the pathway to nurturing better and more wholesome relationships as grown-ups. So let me take you back to when I was 26, hopeless romantic, when the man I thought I'd spend the rest of my life with suddenly broke up with me over a text message. I thought we were together for over a year, but according to him, we were just friends. And within days, he announced he was in a real relationship with someone else. Whew. When I read that message, something even deeper was triggered inside me. I suddenly regressed from being confident, successful, grown-up Gloria to now this sobbing six-year-old version of myself. I was begging and pleading for him to come back. Something felt really wrong about the situation. The intensity of that heartbreak, it didn't feel normal. In fact, it kind of felt like I was reliving something from the past. You ever get that? Something from the past. And I thought, why did I stay so long with someone who clearly didn't love me? And this pattern wasn't even new. In fact, all of my intimate relationships up until that point had ended the same way, with me being abandoned. And it turns out, that pattern of abandonment wasn't just a string of bad luck. It was actually a mirror. It was a mirror that was reflecting my deepest fears and unhealed wounds. And then things started to click. And I started to see there was a connection between the stuff happening now and the stuff that happened to me a long time ago. Because when I asked myself, was I happy as a child? I thought, yes. I was, but why did I have all these memories of feeling so alone? And then I remembered my parents, they were newcomers, right? And they worked so hard to create a better life for my family, and they're my heroes. But at the same time, it also meant I just didn't get all the undivided time that I needed. And that unacknowledged longing for attention and connection, it didn't just disappear as I got older. No, it stayed with me. And it kind of turned into this subconscious template for what I thought relationships were supposed to feel like. And for me, love has always been wrapped in pain. And so I went deeper into my experiences. And I began to unravel this concept that was very fascinating to me. And it was called inner child healing. Though I admit, when I first heard the words inner child, I thought it was ridiculous. I thought, no way, it kind of sounds like a new age scam. But it wasn't. It's a metaphor, right? Inner child healing actually means understanding how our early childhood experiences, especially with the people who raised us, shape our emotional blueprint for all future relationships. And I talk about what I call the four core wounds from childhood, which are basically like emotional wounds that resurface later on. And they're called abandonment, neglect, guilt, and trust issues. For example, if you felt abandoned in your childhood. This can manifest later on as a constant fear of being left alone as an adult, driving behaviors like people-pleasing or dependency. If you had feelings of neglect, then you might become someone who struggles with self-worth or independence, leading to these relationships where you try to overcompensate for it by giving too much of yourself. Then there's guilt. Guilt shows up as adults who are constantly apologizing or people who feel way too responsible for other people's emotions. I think we all know someone like that. And they may even stay inside toxic relationships because they're so used to being treated badly and they feel too guilty to put themselves first. And finally, trust. Trust is a tricky one because trust issues only begin when trust has been broken. And for children, this can happen if you had parents who were inconsistent or who had betrayed you in some way. And adults with trust issues have a really hard time letting their walls down, and they'll do anything to protect their heart. So as a relationship therapist, obviously, my personal journey had a huge impact on my work. And from then, I started to see these very interesting underlying commonalities with the people I worked with. This one particular person comes to mind for me. Growing up, she was made to feel responsible for her family's happiness. If her parents argued, she thought it was her job to intervene and keep the peace, which is, it's an enormous burden for a little girl. And it's not a child's job to take care of the adult. And what happened is this ingrained a deep sense of guilt and obligation inside her, which she then carried into her adult years. So what do you think happened?
Hey, bestie, that was a clip from my TEDx talk. I hope that you loved it. I hope that it did it justice. It was really difficult to condense everything to like a 10-minute talk. So I hope that you feel that I represented it well. Now, if you'd like to watch the whole thing, head on over to YouTube and search for How Healing Your Inner Child Can Transform Your Relationships, Gloria Zhang. Or you can click on the link in the show notes that we've included the link for you. Hope you love it and hope that we can help more people see it on YouTube. Much love. We'll be back soon with season 2. In the meantime, you can keep up with me on my Instagram or on my mailing list. You can head on over to buygloriazhang.com. As a quick little insert, I am now offering one-to-one healing sessions online for folks with no monthly commitment. You can work with me session by session. So if that's something that you are interested in, you can head on over to my website. But I'll see you on here very soon. Much love. Have a beautiful day and an abundant life. Mwah.
If you love this episode, please hit subscribe and give us a 5-star review. It really helps me a lot, so thank you. To join the community and get your daily dose of inner child tips, follow me on Instagram and social media at @bygloriazhang or visit bygloriazhang.com. If you're a high achiever or an entrepreneur who wants to work with me, message me the words high achiever and I'll get in touch. Thanks, bestie. See you in the next one. Thanks for tuning in, bestie. I've got something for you. If you think this show deserves a 5-star review, we'll send you my free Inner Child Starter Kit as a thank you for your support, which contains exclusive wallpapers and resources for you to download. To get your kit, just upload a screenshot of your review on Apple or Spotify to my webpage, bygloriazhang.com/reviews. The link is also in the show notes. There you can also check out my healing sessions and programs at bygloriazhang.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast and I will meet you in the next episode. Mwah!